Brahmadev is handling the jar. He goes on the boy. Prabhupada said, I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer correctly, so you can handle the jar. The boy got the message. Prabhupada asked him, who is God? The boy said, Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. The Prabhupada looked at the biggest scholars. Squad, when a small child knows the essence of Krishna. And you guys have spent so much time figuring out the essence. So Prabhupada believed, you know, back when there was an Indian gentleman. And Prabhupada said, Iskwa me bacha bhi janta hai, who is Krishna. So basically, and then the scholars started looking at each other. And the scholars said, but the boy Indian doesn't know how Krishna is God. Prabhupada instantly replied, that even Krishna doesn't know. Why is God? It is true that Krishna himself doesn't understand his greatness. And that is one of the primary reason why God descends. Because God does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to understand his own greatness. And to understand what does my devotees feel when they glorify me. When they talk about me, when they chant my name, what do they really feel? I want to understand that. This is God. Now, this is totally contradicting some of the shlokas or some of the words that are written in scriptures, like Krishna says, Naam Sarvasya Prabhu, why am I Prabhu of everything? But yet, he doesn't know one thing, the greatness of his own devotees. So he comes to this world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced that. To experience his glory. Now, in essence, Srimad Bhagavatam explains. So basically what I'm speaking in the few minutes, I'll try to speak about the effects of the holy name. What does this holy name does to our consciousness and our mind when we chant? So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami explains, what happens to somebody who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Sukadeva Goswami explains, Sam Shuddhi means perfect purification. One achieves perfect purification when you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the first effect. And Srila Prabhupada beautifully explains, that the mind, when we come to this world, we get a mind. And this mind is compared to a blank check. If I give you a blank check, most of the time you only heard about blank check. This is known as given a blank check. But say for example, somebody comes and gives you a blank check. What do you do? What do you do? Destroy it. You will try to fill in as big the space that is there, you will fill in as big amount as possible. Right? So Prabhupada compares his mind to a blank check. But what happens is we put 25 cents. Instead of putting a big amount, we put in 25 cents. And what is this 25 cents? Bhagavata explains, Krishna explains that sense gratification or the desire for sense enjoyment that we flood our mind with is compared to the 25 cents. But Krishna says, but popularity of filling the mind with thoughts of Krishna, that is compared to filling a check, a blank check with millions of dollars. Now those of us who have no taste for spiritual activities, you see what is this guy talking about. So, there is a story in Ramayana. There is a story in Ramayana when Ravana kidnapped Sita and took her to Lanka. So he tried, he made many attempts to enjoy her, but he couldn't. So one day he was very frustrated and he approached his brother, Kumbhakar, for advice. Again, demon for advice. So Kumbhakar, lucky that day was out, he was up, he was asleep for 6 months. So that day was out, he went to his brother. He said, my brother, I'm having this problem. Sita, you know, I'm crying hard, going well. I'm not getting response now. So Kumbhakar looked at his brother and said, my brother, it's very easy. You have mystical powers. Just transform your form to Ram. Just transform your form to Ram by mystical power. And there you go. And Sita will think that you are Ram. He will enjoy the truth. Ram looked at Kumbhakar and said, my dear Kumbhakar, do you think I'm that dumb? There are no mystical powers. The problem is that when you want to take somebody's form, you have to think about that form and you have to chant the name of that person whom you want to become. So every time I am chanting the name of Ram, I have to become, change my form to Ram, Sita appears to bother me. So it is useless. That's why we said, where there is Ram, there is no Ram. And where there is Ram, there is no Ram. So the heart, the lust that they have in the heart can be uprooted just by calling the name of Shiva. That is the power of Ram Shiva. That is why Sukadeva Goswami said, Sam Shuddhi. Perfect purification is achieved by chanting the holy name. And Srila Prabhupada explains how to derive maximum benefit from chanting. And many of us are chanting, and sometimes chanting becomes a big struggle. So why do I take up the beat? Early morning when we take up the beat, we chant, or when we are in the kingdom, sometimes we space out. So Srila Prabhupada explains the way to derive maximum benefit from chanting is to develop a heart filled with humility. Because the chanting is like the seeds we are sowing in the soil of humility. So humility comes from the Greek word humus. Humus is referred to as soil in Greek. So if you want to develop, if you want to get maximum benefit from the chanting, you have to develop humility. There is a story in Purana that one time there was a Brahman. This Brahman was very proud because he was very regulated in chanting the holy name in his various sadhanas. Especially for Brahmanas, there are days, during the day you have to chant certain number of Gayatri or rounds that you have to chant at a certain time. So this Brahman was very proud because he was every day, he used to be so cocky, he used to chant at a certain time. So one day what happened, he fell asleep. He fell asleep and it was noon time. It was time for him to chant his Gayatri. So he was fast asleep. So a Brahmana approached him. The Brahmana came and woke him up. He said, my dear sir, wake up. It's noon time. You're supposed to chant your Gayatri. And he woke up and he was like, I'm going to chant you. And he chanted his Gayatri. And then after Gayatri was done, he asked him, who are you, my dear? So he said, I am Kali God personified. So you are Kali? And you woke me up to do my spiritual activities? What's wrong with you? Are you wrong? You are something. So Kali said, no. If you have missed your regulation today, because you missed your regulation today, you would have become very humble. And in that humility, you would have made great spiritual progress. So my job is to make you as proud as you can be. Now since I woke you up, you feel very proud also. You have missed it. So I want you to continue being proud. Humility is required to make spiritual advancement, especially to chant the holy name of the Lord. Some should be perfect purification. And another effect that Srila Goswami explains when we chant the holy name is it is Sarva Bhava Prabhava. What does it mean, Sarva Bhava ಸ್ತೋಭನಂ ಹೇಗ ನಾವು ಹೇಳುವ ವೈಕುಂಠ ನಾಮ ವರಣಂ ಅಶೇಷ ಅಭವ ವರಂ ಸಾಂಕೇತ್ಯ ನಿಗ್ಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಜೋಕಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಭುವಾ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬಾಂಬೆ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಇನ್ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ ಟು ಬಿಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಜೂ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬುಕ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೈಸ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಗೀರಾ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಟು ಬಿಲ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್. And during that time, there was a famous movie that came out, Hare Krishna Hare Rama. And in that movie, there was a famous song, which I am not going to sing. Come on, you hear it. So, most of us got introduced to Hare Krishna by that song, especially those from India. The song was very popular. So this song, the devotees used to go Hare Rama party, and this people used to ridicule. By this song. So it's very disturbing to some devotees. So one time, his holiness Giridhara Maharaj was in Chennai and he heard this song. He said, "Why? It's a popular song, you know, there's Hare Krishna Hare Rama in that song." So he approached a local guy in Chennai. He said, "You know, can you tell me what is this song all about?" What are they saying? It's Dhamma Dhamma, what is that? So this local guy, he also didn't understand the language. So he asked, he said, "Oh, you know this song, basically what this song means is, you just go and chant in Hare Krishna and you are free from all misery." So Giridhara Maharaj was like, "Oh, this is great preaching. The movie and this song is doing amazing preaching." So he actually went to a movie theater, purchased a ticket and sat in the movie. Just to see, you know, because he wanted to report to Prabhupada. So he said, "What is preaching happening? Why is it happening?" So first scene came, because the devotee is chanting, he was very happy. And the second scene was pretty disturbing, so he came out. And then he came to Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, we are trying so hard to preach the glory of the holy name. We are going out and doing sankirtan. But look what people are doing. They are making all this movie, they are making all this song, and it's so discouraging to the Prabhupada." So Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Don't worry. You know, how long they want to continue doing your Prabhupada? In the end, there will be Hare Krishna Hare Rama." There was an Indian general in the Rai, so Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Dhamma Margam Dhamma Ujjaya." You see, just by smoking and smoking, they will die. And really what will remain is the holy name, Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. So that's how Prabhupada encouraged the devotees. Parihasyam, jokingly. There used to be a devotee, and he was a, you know, became a brahmachari. So when he was working, there was a person, every morning he used to see this devotee, he used to greet him by Jai Shri Ram. He was an Indian very popular. So he said, "Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram." So this devotee man, he looked at him, "This guy used to be a Hare Krishna. I am a Hare Krishna, but I don't say Hare Krishna. But this guy is saying Jai Shri Ram." So he approached him, he said, "Here, you want to know more about Ram?" So this person got to know. "I'm just saying, Jai Shri Ram, I'm not interested in you. No, no, you may not be interested, but I'm interested in you." And he made him chant. And just after 3 months, this person became a full-time brahmachari in our temple in Bombay. And even today, he's thinking that one joke I made that day, it will become very costly for him. I've tried to come with him. Probably ask him. Just joking, it's the effect. Prabhupada explained that Krishna's the threefold bending form is like a hook. So no matter where you are, who you are, Krishna's name will capture you. His holiness, Kalamagana Maharaj, he explains how he came to grow. Very interesting. So before he became a sannyasi, he was a grahastha, and his wife became a great. She was very attracted to this philosophy, philosopher Jaddu Krishnamurti. He is from India. So she was very attracted to him. So she had a dog. So she named this dog Jaddu Krishnamurti. And when he We send husband to go for the Lord. And then he goes to the street calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is the street of Amsterdam. And there was a dinner party going on. And one brahmachari who visited, he is going here and there. And suddenly from the dark alley, he sees one guy calling Krishna, Krishna. He thought for a minute, my God, Krishna, he has done devotee. And then in the dark alley, he is chanting the names of Krishna. So he ran towards him. He almost overpowered the student. He said, you seem to be a great devotee. He said, who are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for Krishna. You're looking for Krishna, by the way. He bought him a temple in Amsterdam. He said, here is Krishna. He said, I'm not looking for this Krishna. I'm looking for a dog. Doesn't that present here? So here is the book, here is the jaka where? And chant Hare Krishna. And just by neglectfully chanting Krishna's name, today he is an active sannyasi in our world. He's going to say, oh, my God, my God. And sometimes physically, and we chant the names of the Lord. Prabhupada explained that this holy name is like the master key. See, in the Vedic tradition, you have to chant certain mantras to get certain benefits. They are about different keys. Right? So Prabhupada says this holy name, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is like the master key that can open any law. That can give you all the benefits. That is Karma Bhava Prabhava. And one day, from the story, in San Francisco, devotees were doing bhajan. And then there was a restaurant seller. He used to hate his bhajan. So he used to specifically every day, because his condition was to gather some rotten tomatoes.
Explains the story from the world.
is chanting, Balaram. And he got delivered. In fact, when he fell from the cliff, there was a guy who was in the cave. And he was with Tapasya for many, many years. And he saw this. So what's wrong? So all of a sudden, I'm sitting in this cave for 10,000 years meditating. And this guy, he's not even clean, he's going to Vaikuntha. So he called. Management. This guy is formally anyway, so he goes back to Vaikuntha. What's wrong? He said, I don't know anything about this. You should ask this to Brahma. Then he goes to Brahma. Brahma says, I don't know this guy. You should ask Narada. And Narada explains him that he is God Brahma. Because the Lord, only for this person, out of desperate situation, he called his name. Because it's a material word. But Ram is the true Brahma. So the Lord saw that here's a person who is looking out for mercy and for the people. Sarva, Siddhi, Sarva. And then another song goes another story from Narasimha Purana. One time there was a Brahmana. He was a pure soul who was performing his sadhana very nicely, strictly. So one time he was in a small river and he was doing his Gayatri. Chanting the holy name. And just at that time, by the lake or by the river, there was a ferocious tiger passing by. This is a real story, by the way. You don't think that I'm making a story. The story is from Puranas. So the tiger was passing by, and the tiger saw he is now full of lunch in the river. And while this was going on, there was a hunter sitting on the tree. He is looking, oh, here is my meal. So, this Brahman was sitting there meditating and chanting the holy name. And he lied, the tiger took an opportune moment and was just about to pounce or jump on this Brahman. Just then the hunter shot the arrow. And the Brahman still noticed something was going on. He opened his eyes and he saw this tiger coming towards him. He loudly started screaming. Hari, Hari, Hari! And the arrow came short of the tiger. And in front of his eyes, the tiger saw that the Brahman was a tiger. This is again quoted by Haridas Sarva, Mahacharya. He is quoting this Sarva, Siddhi Prabha. No matter what situation you are in, because you heard the holy name, you will be delivered. That is why Prabhupada gave so much emphasis to Harinam, especially going out and chanting the holy name. Gurudas Prabhu, in his book, he explains that one time devotees were chanting in London outside the stock exchange. Harinam was going on outside the stock exchange. So next day on the newspaper, there was headline, Hare Krishna chanting outside London stock exchange. Only Krishna know what will happen to the London stock exchange. They gave him presented this headline to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was so pleased. Prabhupada blessed Prabhupada said, you should go and chant and distribute this holy name to the every part of the world. So that is what Srila Prabhupada came to do. So Srila Prabhupada has set up this society. Srila Prabhupada has set up this part. So people all get benefited from these stories that was mentioned. This is for somebody who is not sincerely chanting every day. Just by accident, by joke, he hears the name of Krishna and there it is. But for people like us, who are sincerely interested in chant, can you imagine the benefit from it? So the benefit is far more. So, Gaur Purnima festival, which we are going to celebrate on Thursday, this festival is basically to somehow or the other connect with the holy name. And Mahaprabhu, we will hear on that day the reasons why Mahaprabhu comes to this world. And one of the primary reasons, of the many reasons that he came to give us Krishna name. He came to give us the holy name. So we have to embrace that. And Srila Prabhupada explains that most of us, those who those who want to join community, and there is a ulterior motive, and sometimes the motive is to become one with God. And joining the community is when we become one with God. But our intention is to serve. The reason we have this one with God is because we have the propensity to enjoy. And in this shloka that we just read from Srimad Bhagavatam, the other processes of atonement, there's another true benefit. Like if you take a box of ink or asafoetida, you take the ink out, the box will still smell. Unless you put in something very powerful, the smell will not be ready. So all the other atonement processes that have been described in the scripture is it will not completely purify our heart. Only the process of and that is what Mahaprabhu came to do. And that is why when we come together with the chant, we have to be fully absorbed. Again, whether you are absorbed or not, it will have effect. But what talk about somebody is fully absorbed in the holy name? Especially in the Jai Jagannath Prabhu chant, when we are chanting in our tower, we will see the effect. What happens? It's in the holy name. If Mahaprabhu giving us this chant, so we don't want to become one with the Lord. There was this disciple of Shankaracharya, Dhamma Bala. He listened to him about Narsingha. And he was chanting every day with this mood and with this mind that I want to become one with the Lord. So one day he told him to Narsingha from his master and he went to the forest and he sat there and he was calling out for Narsingha, Narsingha, Narsingha. And Lord Narsingha was not interesting because his mood was not right. He wanted to become God, he wanted to become one with God. So while he was chanting the holy name of Narsingha, there was a hunter Narsingha. The hunter Narsingha looked at this, oh, you seem to be very fireful, you seem to be a great sannyasi. How can I serve you? What are you doing in the forest? So this Padmapad, he could understand, how can I explain this guy? He has no idea what this God is, how can I explain what this is. So he told him, I am looking for an animal.
That is the desire we need to have. And that desire comes by the mercy of God.
Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu. That's why Mahaprabhu has come to give all of us. So on the day of Gaur Purnima, our meditation should be how we can get attracted or get placed to chanting the holy name. So on this day, we have to meditate and we have to pray for mercy. And as Srila Prabhupada explains, taste doesn't just come easily. For developing a taste for the holy name, we have to be humble. And when we chant the holy name with humility, that's when the holy name will manifest. And on the day of Gaur Purnima, that is what we have to pray. We have already given a gift. The gift of the holy name. In order for us to contain that gift in our heart, we have to beg with a humble heart in front of God and our presence. And there are so many services there. We can remember the story. The service attitude is what will give us the taste of the Holy. As long as we have service attitude, the taste will manifest. So on the day of Gaur Purnima, we should pray. Come with your heart filled with the service attitude. There are 100 service temples. You know, it's not like they're looking for service. Like I'm sure other people might be there even that day. How do you manage? There are so many services, please go and see. If you give so many services, are there on that day. Just look at the Lord and look at it. The days that you will be serving, then the holy name will manifest in our heart. And then what the holy name manifests in our heart? Some. We become very perfect, like all the dirt that we accumulated from so many lifetimes. That is the perfection of love. So these are all the effects of chanting of the Holy Name. We can go on, that is all your time. So I will end here. I thank you all for your patience and tolerance. I hope you all come with a very joyful and enthusiastic heart to celebrate Gaur Purnima on Thursday. Because ultimately, God is not getting benefited by it. We are getting benefited. So we come for his pleasure, for his return, we get some pleasure and we get some benefit just by observing this holy festival. So let us all, very sincerely.